That Shimon paid money for the actual karka itself, how much he paid for the karka, that he has the right to collect even from the mishabodim of Reuven. Because not everybody knows that Reuven sold property, so therefore he has to collect even from mishabodim. And like Rashi says, Shu Kodam, because he sold that first. Vevi kemilva bishtar, it's like a move in a star. Share kosav loy bishtar. Ha mechira is written in the star mechira. Shim yutarfu mimenu. If it will be taken away from you, Shimon, yachzav yigvu min chosav, you come and collect back from me. So it comes out that that's a regular star, what has written inside of Achrayis. Therefore, Shimon now, the lokeach, has a right to collect the money, the keren, from the gazlin, even from the nechosim that he already sold from the mishabodim. But v'yes hashvach, now when the Shimon wants to collect also the money that he put into the property, when he wants to collect that from the gazlin, from Reuven, here it says, menuchosim b'nei chayrin, he only has the right to collect from menuchosim b'nei chayrin, from the property that the gazlin himself has. The yoso bal arya v'shokal arya shvacha. Because really what happens here is that the original nigzal has a right to take back the property that was stolen from him, and the shvach, anything what happened, any value, anything more he put into the property, goes back to the nigzal. So now, my love, aren't we talking about over here, the Amoritz, talking about an Amoritz over here, the loyoda, the karka nigzelis, that he does not know that karka is really nigzelis, or he ain't a nigzelis, or whether it's not nigzelis. And still, it says, kosi bal karka, the original nigzal, the baal karka, the owner has a right to come. V'shokoli arya u'shvacha, he has the right to come and take back both the arya and the shvach. So how could he get the shvach? The shvach, that's like a shinui. That the gazlan should be kono. The original owner has no right to get the shvach. So why does the original owner have a right to come and take back the shvach, whatever value the gazlan or the lokeach put into the field? So shamat minof, here is a good proof. That b'shoigeg nami konis, that even though this lakeach did a b'shoigeg, he did not realize it was stolen goods, but lamaisa, the shvach that he put into it, also we say that goes back to the gazlin, that you have no right to make any profit over somebody else's goods, even though this lakeach now did a b'shoigeg. So here you see, Avarai, according to Rav Meyon, that there's a kenas, even b'shoigeg. So Mer says, Amri, I'll tell you, no, Lord, that's not the case over here. We're talking about this lekeach of a talmud chacham here. For yodaya, and he knows clearly that here the pshat is that karka is einan exelus. Since karka is einan exelus, therefore lemaisa the shino is not kaina. Therefore, whatever you put into the field is like you put it into the original owners. So that's why the original owner has a right to come and take everything back, because it says it was not gozal. Karka is einan exelus. Therefore, you have no proof what Rav Meir would hold by shegig. By regular gazela, if by shaking somebody put something into a change and made it for the better, would the nigzal gazlan have a right to keep it or not? That we have no proof yet. All right, turn over. Now the Gemara says, Toshma, come on, bring another proof. It says we have before, Litzvoya lo yodam. You give wool to a dyer that he should dye it for you red. Vitzava shochor, by mistake he made it black, or else the opposite. Shochor, you told him to make it black. Vitzava yodam, and he made it red. Tzalachers, Rabbi Meir says, noisin loy demeitzimroy, that the dyer just has to return back the value of the wool the way he received it. So the diik is demeitzimroy in, demeitzimroy or shvacholoy, the dyer does not have to pay back the extra money, how much now this wool is worth, the fact that it's dyed black. Like it is worth something more. So you see, this shvach, this dyer has a right to keep. Now, you're going to tell me, if you're going to tell me, Rabbi Meir holds even b'shoigeg, you make such a knas that you can't gain on a deal from somebody else. See, this dyer now, even though we dyed it b'shoigeg, still we should have to pay back the money. How much is worth now the fact that it's black? El Olav Shramid, from here it's a good proof, that the Mezid Konus, he only made a Knas, but Mezid, B'Shegig Loi Konus, but B'Shegig here of May does not make a Knas, if you gain on somebody else's stuff. B'Shegig, there's no Knas, you have to return it. Shema Amina, here it's a good proof that B'shoigeg, he did not make a Kenash, you have to return it. Because really he holds Shinu is Kaino. But since you changed over the wool is really like yours now, you only have to pay back how much it was worth, how much of what he gave to you. So he gave to you pure white wool, that's how much you have to pay him back for. Now we have before Machlekes from Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Now watch it. That it said that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, Gezela Chazeres Bienoi. You have to return the Gezela back the way it is right now. And Rabbi Shimon, says, no. Roya Noisa Kilohi Shuma Etla Bekesef. We have to see how much it's worth now with the money, how much value it has right now. So Morris says, My Benayu. What's the Machlekes? What are they arguing upon? Again, the cases where you stole this Rochel, and then it was pregnant, and then it gave birth by you. So what's the Machlekes? So Mura says, Omer Rav Zvid, Bishvach, Shal Gabe Gezela Kemiflegi. The Machlekes says that after you stole it, now by you it became better. Let's say you stole the Rochel without wool, and now by the Gazlin it grew wool. And now, at the time of the Tfias of Bezdin, when they catch the Gazlin, and he has to return it, it's full of wool. So what's the Locha now? Reb Yehuda holds the Nigzal Hevi, that this wool that grow upon the Rochel belongs to the Nigzal. The Gazlan has to return the way it is right now. He has to return the wool the way it is right now. That's what Reb Yehuda holds. Therefore, Reb Yehuda holds Gezela Chazeres Bienei, means right now, even though it's worth more than the way you stole it, when you stole it, still you have to return it now the way it is. For Rabbi Shimon Sava no the Gazlan heavy. What grows on the Rochel after the Gazlan took it, it belongs to the Gazlan. So you only have to pay how much it was worth, Peshasak Zela. That's Rabbi Shimon's Lashon of Rayanoisa Kili Shuma Etzloi. For Rav Papa says, I'll tell you the Kuliyam everybody could hold, Shvach Shagabeg Zela the Gazlan heavy. No, the Shvach that grows later, Taka belongs to the Gazlan. Like, that's not what you stole. You stole a rochel that had no wool on it, and now by you the wool grew, so that belongs to you. Everybody holds like this. That shvach shagabe gzela de gazlan hevi. And I'll tell you vihocho lemachso ulishlish lerevia kemiflegi. Here the machlekes. Yeah, here the machlekes is again lemachso ulishlish lerevia kemiflegi. How much does he have to pay back? Rashi says, depends upon the minig hamadino, like if I give you my shor to fatten for me, how much of a share do you have a right to keep? Do you have a right to keep half of it, or a quarter of it, or a lishlish? That's the machlekes over here. But any time with the gazlan has a right to keep some of it, it's only machlekes, how much of it does he have a right to keep? That Rabbi Yehuda Sovar, Shvach Shagabek Zelo, Kule de Gazlan Heve, Rabbi Yehuda holds no, the whole thing remains to the Gazlan, he has the right to keep it. And after he says, Gzela Chazeres Bieina means you have to return it just back the way you stole it, but not more. All the rest that grew on it, you have a right to keep it. That's your beauty shita. For Rabbi Shimon Sofer, no, you only have a right to keep, let's say, Lamas Lashish Lervia, as if you went to Hudashokal Gazlan. That's what the Gazlan takes. It's like you're working in somebody else's field, so how much profit do you have a right to take for working in it? Having more said tonight, we have a Gemara later that says, Gozal Poro. Somebody stole the cow. We had this before. That Gozal Poro Venisabre Etzlo. You stole the cow, and then became pregnant by you, by the Gazlan. The Yold then gave birth by the Gazlan. Or else Rochel, you stole the sheep. The Toano Etzlo, and by you it drew the wool. The Gozazah, and you shared it off. So Mishalim Keshasek Zela. It says you have to pay how much was worth Keshasek Zela. You stole it when it was a regular pora, when it was a regular rocha without the extras, you have to pay back the way it was worth then. So diik is though yold in only because he gave birth by you. That's why the Gazlan has the right to keep the Vlad. But mashma lo yolda, mashma though if the pora did not give birth by the Gazlan, then hodra beinai, then he has to return it the way it is. He has to return the pregnant pora. So mashma the shvach goes back to the nigzal. So this is good according to Rabbi Zvid, the Yoma that he learns. Shvach Shagab Ixela, the Nigzal Hevel Rabbi Yehuda. That he learns that was the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. If the Shvach that comes onto the Ixela, now, does the Nigzal keep it, does the Nigzal get it, or does it remain by the Gazlin? If so, I'll tell you, Hamani Rabbi Yehudi. It sold in the Mishnah before the deal goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if the poro did not give birth, it only became pregnant by the gazlin, then the gazlin has to return it, because the shvach tigzela goes back to the nigzal. Elu l'Rav Papa, but according to Rav Papa, the Yom that he said no, the gazlin have, he said according to both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. The shvach of the gzela remains by the gazlin. If so, Hamani, who does the goal like the diak is that you have to return the complete pregnant a cow? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbi Shimon, doesn't go like neither of them. So when it says Amalok Rav Papa, Papa answers no. I tell you, that's not a good diak. But really, who adin afilo lo yoda? Really, the same halacha would apply, even though the poro did not give birth yet. Still, not mikashas hagzela hu demishalim, that the gazlin only has to return it the way it was worth, b'shas hagzela. But the shvach, the gazlin keeps. If so, v'ho diktoni yoda, how come the Mishnah says the case that the gazlin, by the gazlin it gave birth? I tell you like this, I did the nos of reisha yoda, since the reisha talks about yoda, where you stole a pregnant, where you stole a pregnant, a poro, if so, nos of sefer nami yoda. That's why the Seif also says, even though you stole a regular poro, and by you became pregnant, so it says that it gave birth, you keep it. But really the same halacha would apply even if it did not give birth yet. Still, the shvach of the gzela belongs to the gazlin. So therefore there's no kash on Rav Papa. Now the Gemara says, Tani kavos to Rav Papa, bring a raya, a proof to Rav Papa, that everybody agrees the shvach of the gzela remains by the gazlin. Because it says, Rabbi Shimon says, Raya noisa, Kiluhi shuma etzla bikesef. We look as if how much it was worth, how much the money was worth. Lamachs l'shlish l'raviyah. Clearly, tayef to a third of a quarter. So see, clearly we're talking about now, whereby you, by the gazlin, it became worth more, and you have to pay, you keep a quarter or a third or a half, depending upon the minhag hamedina. So see, clearly the shvach of the gzela also remains by the gazlin, just as Shimon just says, not the whole thing, but only a quarter or a half or a third. Amar Rav Asher, Rav Ashi said, Ki avinam bei Rav Kana. When we were learning by Rav Kana, we had a question like this. The Rabbi Shimon the Yomar, Lamachs l'shlish l'raviyah. According to Rabbi Shimon that says, it's a machs l'shlish l'raviyah, that's how much the gazlin has the right to keep. If so, l'raviyah hu d'shok l'gazlin. If so, ki misakin and lay, bidimei misakin and lay, oiduma mi bisra shokel. When the gazlin has to, when he keeps the extra third or the half, does he have to give him back the money? Or does he have a right to keep from the basar, from the meat itself, he has the right to keep?
So Mishnah Gemara says, Upashtino miho, we're pushing it from the here. The Yomar of Nachman Omar Shmuel, Shloisha, there are three cases, that Shomim Lehen HaShvach, Umal Noisim B'domim, that we value how much the Shvach is, and we pay him back with money. Mashmu with money, but not from the thing itself, not from the boss itself. V'yelohein b'chor l'poshet, u ba'al choyv l'lokeich, u ba'al choyv l'yosaymin. So Rashi explains, b'chor l'poshet means, she'eshbiach es hanachosim koydim chalukah, that one of the regular brothers made the property more valuable before they divided it up. Well, v'shat chalukah, now when they want to make the Yerusha divide it up, the Bechor, the brother, that's the Bechor, he takes two portions, Bekakois. So, Tzorach Lahach to the Poshut Revi Yashvach. He has to return back to the other brother, to the Poshut, the one that's not the Bechor, a quarter of the Shvach. Shachelik Bechorah, Bemois. It says clearly you pay back with money. Shaylin Lito Pishnaim Bemashash Biach Zeh. Because the Bechor does not have right to take two portions of the Shvach that the brother put into it. You pay back with money, not from the kark itself. And the same thing with Baal Chayv Lokeich. Rashi says that means Baal Chayv Haterech Lekuchayis Bishvul Chayv Sheyesh Le'ala Moicher, that the one that sold property has a chayv owed somebody else money, so that person comes and takes away the property from the one that bought it off him. So Ein Lokeich B'Masha Shbiach Lokeich, he doesn't have a right to take what the lekech made it better. Or Masalko b'choyv b'domim, b'choyv takes it away with money. For noisle demei shvachoi. For a noisle karka, again, that the original bachoiv takes away the whole property, but he has to pay back the shvach that lokech put into it, he pays him back with money. So you see, whenever it's a question of the shvach that you get it with money and not from the goof of the dover. The same thing with balchoiv liyisaimim, Rashi says, balchoiv sheyorad lenichs yisaimim. A balchoiv that went down to the property of yisaimim, bishvachoiv aviyim, because their father owed him money. Izein loy b'masha shpiach nechosim liyacham isas aviyim. Klum, the balchoiv has no right to take from the shvach that the yisaimim put into the property after the father died. Therefore, the same thing. The Baal Chayv has a right to take away the property right now. He just has to pay him back the money. So you see, whenever it's a question that you keep the Shvach, not that you keep the actual Chayfetz. The actual Chayfetz, like here, the Nigzel takes back the Karka. Just he has to pay back to the Gazlin the quarter, the half, or the third of the Shvach that he put into it.
Oh, my, now the more says, oh, Malay Ravina Ravashi, me, oh, my Shmuel, the Shmuel, did Shmuel really say that the Baal Chayv Lokeach, Yoiv Le Shvach, that the Baal Chayv Lokeach, he, when he takes away this property, the Baal Chayv has to pay to Lokeach the Shvach he put into it. I've, oh, my Shmuel, Shmuel said, Baal Chayv Goyves a Shvach, that the Baal Chayv has a right to collect the Shvach. Mashmi does not have to pay it back at all, but the Baal Chayv has a right to keep it. Again, where Reuven lent money to Shimon, so Shimon owes money to Reuven. Now Shimon sold his property to Levi, and Levi put some shvach into the property. So when Reuven takes it away from Levi, he has the right to keep the whole property. He does not have to pay him back at all. So it's not like we said before. Or Malay Lakashi in the back, no, there's no stiro. Kan b'shvach ha-magiyel k'sofim, v'kan b'shvach shein magiyel k'sofim. Now, Shvach HaMegil Ksofim means, Rashi says, that the Tfuah was God Lekol Tzorkoi. Like you had a wheat field, and the wheat was completely grown. In such a case, you have to give back Lokeach the Domin. Then the Baal Chayv cannot collect the Shvach. And here that we say he could collect the Shvach, that's where it's not him Megil Ksofim. So the Moriah's back, Omalei, V'homaitzim B'choyerim, there are cases every single day, V'komagvei Shmuel, Afilu Shvach HaMegil Ksofim, that Shmuel could receive, that Shmuel says, no, you do collect, even the Shvach HaMegil Ksofim, that still the Baal Chayv has a right to collect it, and he does not have to pay back the Shvach to the Lekech. So Omalei, he said back to him, Lekash, I tell you again, there's no Sira. I tell you,